Thank you, commissioners, and thank you, community. And Lynn, thank you for coming out today and for our park service to be here at Panola to celebrate this Land Conservation Act. I told a group up in Chatsworth earlier this morning that this may be the legacy of 2005 legislative session for what we do for Georgia. And we're extremely proud of it. And the combination of people who've come together, we'll talk about some of them later, but the combination of people from our conservation organizations to private landowners to just individual conservationists, to our state and federal partners, Fish and Wildlife, everybody's excited about this, and I'm excited about seeing what we globally, corporately in Georgia are going to do with this legislation, and I know that it's going to be a great way to help preserve our beautiful state for the posterity, for our children and grandchildren, so that they can have the advantage of growing up in a state just as beautiful as we share today. You know, as Glenn said, growing up in a farm in middle Georgia, I did learn a lot of lessons. I did learn how to work, but I grew to have a deep respect for the land and the natural resources. As a working farm, we knew that our livelihood depended on the land and how well we took care of that. And it was something that my father and my family really drilled into me. It was part of that culture of what we did. And what I've come to learn, though, is that even people who may not have had the benefit of really depending on the land as we did share that same sentiment regarding our land, regarding the land in general, but the land specifically in places where we live and the beauty of it. We've truly been blessed in this state from the diversity of geography and geology and the beauty from, we were in the mountains this morning, we'll be going down to near the coast this afternoon, and the Piedmont, and where we are right here offers so much. You know, as individuals, we depend on land as a source of food, fiber, pulp, forest products, and then as a source of natural beauty to soothe our souls and recreations for keeping us healthy, and as well as a part of maintaining a natural ecosystem and enjoying what we define as a high quality of life. And I think we all know what that means, of being able to get outside and refresh ourselves. And the simple proverb that I had learned growing up, I can hear it in my head right now, is when my father would say, "Son, if you take care of the land, it'll take care of you." And that's really what we want to do in Georgia, is take care of the land so it can take care of future generations of Georgians. Through the Georgia Land Conservation Act, I believe, and I sincerely believe, that we're going to take care of Georgia's land like never before. This bill is going to provide funding and promote partnerships to preserve a statewide network of land and water resources. And network is the key, the partnership network that we've described. It takes us beyond the existing green space program to also protect pristine and prime agricultural land, forests, cultural sites, historical sites, archaeological sites, and then the watershed heritage corridors for this state and for future generations. Under the Act, local governments will have a big part. Any local government can sponsor a community conservation project, and we really want to call on our local governments, Jerry, and for all of your commissioners and members of a municipal association to identify, help us to identify those areas that should be preserved, those that are threatened, and where our growth in our state, as more and more people continue to come, we have to be smarter and smarter and smarter about helping to preserve the areas that need and are fragile. The Act sets up a process and a methodology for identifying land resources that deserve protection, and then encouraging public and private partnerships to stretch our conservation dollars as far as we can. That's another principle in this, is that I'm a big proponent of private ownership. I believe the pride of private ownership was what made this country great. We don't think that government ought to own everything, but we want to provide the tools for private owners so that they can have the heritage and the history of that land, but continue to share in the pride of stewardship of that land as we facilitate helping to buy down development rights and keep the pressure, as the pressure of increasing land values come into landowners, and the pressure to sell, it just pulsates out there. We want to give them other tools that they could do things they really wanted to do in their heart to preserve the land for their children and grandchildren, and to let their posterity know where they were. And that's very, very important. Really how it will work is local communities will develop and submit project proposals, and we've appointed a 9-member council attached to our Georgia Environmental Facility Authority, which will approve the project proposals for funding. Now, the council is going to include several relevant agency heads that deal in this area, such as Noel Holcomb, our commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources. Paul Burks is here this morning as the director of GFA, as well as citizens members that came out today, like Wade Sheely and Stacy Patton. These folks are important with the public-private mix, as well as our conservation efforts to make this work. Our DNR is going to be charged with reviewing the technical merits and the resource benefits of the project proposals and grading them, and even providing technical support to local communities to help them identify and present the proposal in the most favorable light for consideration. GFA, Paul's going to serve as our mortgage banker for the state to manage the funds and review proposals for the fiscal vitality and the audit expenditures there. We want this to be accountable, because we expect the public to participate, and not only through their tax dollars, but we're also going to give people an opportunity to participate through their own contributions from tax checkoffs. And we want to have the certainty of fiscal responsibility that Paul will bring and help that. Our Properties Commission, our State Building Authority, will become involved when the state feels the need to buy and reserve this land. They will be the ones that have the expertise to do that. And one key principle of the Land Conservation Act is doing conservation while maintaining the vast majority, as I said, of protected land and private ownership. We want to rely more on tools like conservation easements, buying down development rights, and again, giving landowners who value their land the opportunity to preserve it and continue to protect it, but also understanding the pressures that they are under. We are sincere about wanting this to be a true community partnership effort. And I'm glad to have members of the conservation organizations here today. Rex Boner's back here, who's been a wonderful asset to Georgia as we continue to identify lands, and they participate with us in helping to persuade landowners and educate landowners how they can participate in programs like this. But this is a great partnership with the conservation community, along with local governments, to take an active role. And Jerry, I hope that you all will, in the ACCG and GMA, will go a long way to helping your member commissioners know about this program, helping them understand how to utilize and what the opportunities are before us to participate in the partnership. This is going to provide education and outreach and help local governments, again, develop those project proposals and help the community set and meet their own individual conservation goals. Ladies and gentlemen, we put our money where our mouth is as well. We've set aside $100 million funding plan to support our Land Conservation Act projects. And Georgians, as I said, will be able to participate on an individual basis with a tax checkoff on their tax returns for refunds. Here at Panola Mountain is an outstanding example of the kind of partnership the Land Conservation Act will encourage, and exactly the kind of resource that we want to protect. Panola Mountain State Park was first created in 1969, that's not that long ago, with the assistance of the Georgia Conservancy. The Georgia Conservancy continues to be great partners in this effort. It protects a rare mountain ecosystem, a rock outcropping there. The park has grown over the years due to creative funding and creative partnerships, donations, and conservation easements. For instance, the 160-acre property where we're standing on right now was partially gifted to the state in 2002 from its owner, Edward Alexander, Alexander Lake, and his business partner, a real hero of mine, the late General Ray Davis, and with assistance from the Conservation Fund. So DNR is working with local leaders, the Conservation Fund, and other partners in the Arabia Mountain Heritage Area Alliance, as well as our federal congressional members, to create a green corridor that will eventually contain over 6,000 acres in this area of protected natural and cultural resources. The vision is to connect Panola Mountain State Park with Arabia Mountain Nature Preserve in DeKalb County to the north, and to extend south down the South River to the Monastery of the Holy Spirit's 2,000 acres green space in Rockdale County. And we're glad to have representatives from the monastery with us here this morning. They are responsible for the weather, and they did a great job, didn't they? I went somewhere the other day, and I told it was a beautiful day, and I told them that God and I, as a politician, I was going to take credit. God and I were responsible for the weather, but He did most of the work, as we know. So we know how that is. But the Land Conservation Act encourages such efforts, just as what we're talking about here. And I want to thank members of our General Assembly for passing this historic bill, particularly the lady who introduced me, the chairman of the Natural Resources Committee on the House side, Lynn Smith. She knows firsthand of what it's like to preserve land resources like Panola Mountain. She's in a rapidly growing area over on the other side of town, the southwest side of town. I also appreciate the support of local leaders such as Jason and Roy and the local government members who have a critical role in the success of this initiative. And the Georgia, as I indicated, and I believe this, Mike, the Georgia Land Conservation Act, Noel, could well be the lasting legacy of the 2005 General Assembly. It was a very productive session, and I want to thank the members who are here. We've got Senator Steen Miles over here, and we've got Representative Randall Manglin, so I'll come up as well. And Lynn Smith, thank you all for a great session, but thank you particularly for the Georgia Land Conservation Act of 2005. And folks, I want to tell you, I know that this act will help us take care of Georgia's land so that Georgia's land can take care of us, our children, our grandchildren for generations to come. Thank you all for coming out, and I'm going to sign the bill now.